and said I could always come by and lighten everything up.
Yep.
Yeah, they. And boy of mine, he worked at a shoe factory, and he had some grease left in the buckets, and he brought it to me, and I'd grease my horse collars and everything out of there, and boy, that'd make them soft. I've got 4 collars at the barn.
Uh-huh.
And I keep them oiled up good.
When you were younger, did y'all ever play any games, kids around the neighborhood? Tell me about what you played.
Well, we played horseshoe, and we played darebase.
Darebase? What's that?
Peeling brick, get a bunch of sticks about that long, pile them up, make a big ring, and put them brick in there.
Uh-huh.
And be another line down here drawn, and they'd run, be 2 bunches, chewed up, just like playing basketball. And when they got caught, they just stay in there till that bunch down there come and get them out. And that's what we played when I grew up. Think base, stealing, we had a big ring, line drawn, put the base right over here, and that one got caught, got in that stink. We call it stink base. They had to get in there. Well, this bunch down here had to come and get him out.
I'll be.
Yeah.
What would you play at night?
Well, I'll tell you what, we played blindfold a lot. We played blindfold all night. Take everything out of the house, play blindfold.
Anything else like games where one person would go run and hide?
Hide and seek. Yeah, I played that. And sometimes I play with the girls a little now. But now horseshoe, we fish about the horseshoe.
Yeah. What was the brick game you said?
Stealing brick. That bunch down here had brick.
Yeah.
This bunch up here had brick. And we'd see who could break them up. We'd get all the brick, they'd be broke up. We'd win. And sometimes you get caught and you get in the stink. You just stay there, they got you out.
Yeah.
They get you out, you could take a brick, and one got you out and take a brick, got 2 bricks. And if you got caught in there, you didn't get nothing. You had to wait till they come at you.
What about them things you used to make, it'd go up and down like this.
Swings? We made lots of swings.
No, them things, one person would get on one end.
Oh, flying jennies. You ever see a flying jenny?
It'd go around?
Yeah. You take a post and put it in the ground. You saw around that post up about that high down on it. And you take in a chisel and chisel that out and make you a knob just about that big around. All right, you go cut your long pole. And you chip bore a hole in that pole, keep a chisel and hit out till he'd fit right over that knob. And that's called a flying jenny. He'd go around and around, gosh. And I mean, now he'd go around. You get one on each end and 5 or 6 in there pushing, it'd make you so drunk you could reach out. You bet.
No, what about the ones that go up and down?
Well, that's seesaw.
You start get on them and...
Yeah. We get a pole, get the rail fence, stick it through a crack of that fence, one of them get on one side and one on another, and get on that pole, make seesaw out of it.
Start, get on it, and one, you'd start...
Yeah.
Seesawing, teetering.